This was the first time I actually had an idea, and I actually implemented it. I actually organized my head enough to figure out how to do it, and it worked. So, you know, why not ask Bruce to play with me? All he can say is no.
Jill Sobule has no fear now that the pipe dream of a listener-funded album actually worked. So will Springsteen sing on her next record? Who knows? But Jill has proof that her fans will support her wherever that imagination may lead. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Jill Sobule is one of those you-never-know-what-she'll-do-next songwriters. And fortunately, she has a gift for turning almost anything into an ear-catching tune. Recently, a few lucky fans actually got their own theme song, courtesy of Jill, all as a creative thank you gift for donating to the cause of funding her next record. Well, that next record is now here, titled California Years. And although we know and love Jill as a New York City mainstay here at FUV, we'll accept that she spends plenty of time on the West Coast, too. So much, in fact, that host Claudia Marshall asked Jill Sobule about its influence on her songwriting.
Boy, I hate to roll this one out, but is it safe to say this is a concept record?
It wasn't intended, but when I was trying to come up with an album title, which is the worst thing, It's really hard. It's the hardest thing for me. And I looked at some of these songs and I thought, there is a thread of being in California over the last 3 years. You know, whereas I think the last record, Underdog, there were so many references to Brooklyn, and I write with scenery. So I think I love the idea of concept records. I love the idea that there's, whether intended or not, that there's a stream of consciousness going throughout them. There's a something connection between each song. Back on the highway, wave to the windmills, the setting sun in my eyes. Drive to the ocean, that's where we come from. I'll throw my troubles to the rising tide. Something's gonna happen to change my world.
The way the record was financed, how did it impact the writing? Did you say, okay, now I gotta deliver? People gave me $90,000.
Well, the writing was done mostly before.
Thank goodness, because I would think the pressure would be...
Oh, yeah, that would have been horrible.
Crazy.
Because you're not trying to please the man. These are the people that really matter.
Are you saying the man is not keeping you down?
Well, this time the man is not keeping me down because I'm not relying on the man. So when I relied on the man, I was always really sad and disappointed. But these guys, first of all, I want everyone to love the record. And for the donors I had before I even mastered the record, I put them on a place on my site where they could stream them and they could tell me which songs, because I recorded more, which ones they liked the best and which ones maybe they'd put as a bonus track.
Wow. Did they help you sequence the record then? Because that's always a tricky...
Well, it was interesting because everyone had different opinions, but there were a couple songs that everyone really liked. So those were ones I knew that had to go on the record. So that's the main thing that helped me with. Of course, you'd get some guy who was like, you know, the EQ on that one song in the middle verse, you know. But actually, he had a point. Out in the desert where the sun slowly cures deep brown, shack, a pickup truck parked out on the edge of town. It's just what I remember. No one knows where she'd be. Maybe she's in heaven passing black-eyed peas. Where is Barbara Gentry? Where is Barbara Gentry?
The latest from Jill Sobule, that's Where is Bobby Gentry, recorded live at FUV. Hear more from Jill Sobule and other artists in the online archives at WFUV.org.